This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Even a small reduction in salt in the diet can be a big help to the heart. A new study used a computer model to predict how just 3 grams less a day would affect heart disease in the United States. The result? 13% fewer heart attacks, 8% fewer strokes, 4% fewer deaths, 11% fewer new cases of heart disease, and $240 billion in healthcare savings. Researchers found it could prevent 100,000 heart attacks and 92,000 deaths every year. The study is in the New England Journal of Medicine. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo at the University of California, San Francisco, was the lead author. She says people would not even notice a difference in taste with 3 grams or 1/2 teaspoon less salt per day. The team also included researchers at Stanford and Columbia University. Each gram of salt contains 400 milligrams of sodium, which is how foods may list their salt content. The government says the average American man eats 10 grams of salt a day. The American Heart Association advises no more than 3 grams for healthy people. It says salt in the American diet has increased 50% since the 1970s, while blood pressures have also risen. Less salt can mean a lower blood pressure. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is leading an effort called the National Salt Reduction Initiative. The idea is to put pressure on food companies and restaurants. Critics call it government interference. Mayor Bloomberg has already succeeded in other areas, like requiring fast food places in the city to list calorie information. Now, a study by the Seattle Children's Research Institute shows how that idea can influence what parents order for their children. 99 parents of 3 to 6-year-olds took part. Half had McDonald's menus clearly showing how many calories were in each food. The other half got menus without the calorie information. Parents given the counts chose an average of 102 fewer calories when asked what they would order for their children. Yet, there was no difference in calories between the two groups for foods that the parents would have chosen for themselves. Study leader Pooja Tandon says even small calorie reductions on a regular basis can prevent weight gain over time. The study was published in the journal Pediatrics. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. What do you think is a government's duty on issues like salt or fats? Let us know at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Faith Lapidus.